What does rapport mean? It's a French word which means to either bring back or offer back. Rapport, in the day-to-day sense, means to share a common goal with someone else. That's the job of a professional. You're trying to break the ice. Think back to the buyer-seller dance you learned earlier in the program. There is a defense wall created when you call on a prospect who knows you're trying to sell something. What you have to do at this point is to get the prospect comfortable with you. Help him to know you understand his problem from his point of view. Make him feel comfortable with you so you can begin to establish a relationship. Doing that, in fact, is a science. It is called neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP. NLP was developed by a group of professors and scientists in California some years ago. Their goal was to study the most successful people in different industries and professions. They asked the question, "What makes you so powerful?" They were surprised to find the individuals who were the leaders in their fields did not know how to respond. They had never taken the time to sit down and figure out what they were doing that no one else did. These professors and scientists then conducted a study as to why these top producers were so successful. They actually found a common thread among these successful people. And more than that, they discovered these people had behavior patterns which were multipliable. Let's look at this technology and see how you can benefit from what these researchers found out. What does neuro-linguistic programming actually mean? Let's break up the words. Neuro is a Greek word which is derived from neuron. That means all behavior is a result of a neurological process. Linguistic comes from the Latin, lingua, which means language. The combination of neuro and linguistic means the neurological process is represented, ordered, and sequenced into models and strategies through language. Therefore, since behavior is a result of a neurological process, it can be controlled and sequenced by language. Programming means everything can be organized into components and a system. Therefore, it's multipliable. In order to use NLP effectively, you must understand the signals being sent to you by the other person. When you do, you'll be able to say, "Oh, now I understand where the other person is coming from," and then align your behavior to be more in line with your prospect's behavior. You now have a better understanding of what rapport means. When you establish rapport, what you're really doing is entering into someone else's world and understanding it. That's really what you're attempting to do, because without rapport, it's extremely difficult to develop trust and influence. One way to build rapport with someone is to find something in common. The one thing we have in common with our prospects, regardless of our politics, religion, sports interests, or social activities, is we communicate in a common language. This language is not just the words we speak, but the manner in which we speak them, as well as our body language, facial expressions, posture, and other physical movements. Remember as a child when your mother called your name loudly, in a stern, harsh tone? The single word, your name, carried no real message, but the volume and the tone of her voice imparted its own message. You were in trouble, and you knew it. Mother could also communicate approval or disapproval with a single expression. You remember that look she would give you, and you knew immediately what she meant.